Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings on the keys.
We got Brett on the fret, also engineering, choosing to do his best.
Yes, newly recovered from the illness sweeping Los Angeles, we have Dana Wickens on the stickins.
Producing the drums as good as they come.
People have been asking, where's Karate Bird?
Oh,
where
my gosh.
Are male person Stacey?
They're
always here. Karate Bird is not, but it's the winter, so. So, you know, migration.
Yes.
They'll be back.
Yeah, Karate Bear will be back. Male person Stacy.
Swinging
by.
Rain, sleet, snow, hail.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're working.
Let
them do their thing.
That's not the only people
we have in the studio today. Gosh, we're so lucky.
Oh, my goodness.
/ excited.
Hang on to your hats and glasses.
She is the host of the hilarious and fantastic podcast, Scam Goddess, right here on Earwolf.
Please welcome Lacey Mosley.
Hi.
What's up?
You know, just stop. Just another day.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
my
excited
gosh.
To be here.
We're so happy to have
Thrilled
you.
Thrilled to have you.
You guys are so talented.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
Oh, well, what a start. Oh, that's nice. You're so talented.
Your podcast, guys, Scam God is going on. It's so...
I mean, just legit one of the funniest
people. Both fascinating and funny and just really incredible.
We try to do both. I don't do the fascinating part. My research assistant does that.
But,
shout out to Sherilyn. She gives me real material and facts
but
and
also,
sources.
But also, like, the people that email you in, like...
Oh, they're
stuff
fun.
Is wild.
Yes. People are out there getting scammed, living scams, and
oh
doing
my gosh.
Scams.
I love it.
Did you ever fall for a scam?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm proud of the scams that I've fallen for, and some of them are on my Instagram page, and I leave them up so that if people want to dig, they can find them. There was this thing. Have you ever heard of Voyage LA, the magazine? I'm putting heavy air quotes up.
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, they have voyages in every city, major cities,
okay.
And then they target, like, struggling little artists and artists who are doing whatever, and they're like, we want to do a profile on you. We heard about you and your talents, and you're like, exposure. which is the biggest scam of all. I've done so much. I've been paid in exposure so much coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And when I tried to give that to my landlord, they said no.
We don't take exposure.
We don't take
at this apartment complex.
That is so, yes. Yeah. That really like resonated in every molecule in my body. I was like, yeah, man. That word has like weird power and
weird
force.
Power over you. And so I used to get paid in exposure. Now I get paid in money.
Money is, right. Here's the thing about money.
Your landlord will take it.
They legally have to take it.
It is legal tender. If only we could make exposure count. Yeah,
I tried to show them my Voyage LA magazine. They said, we don't care. but it's an info scam. So you have to give up 10 of your friends' emails to submit the article about yourself that you write.
So it's people like asking for like a quote about you. And in result, you're giving them their info.
They have you answer 10 questions in a row, and then they copy-paste all the answers together with no formatting or editing. And in order to submit it, you have to submit 10 of your friends to the scheme.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I did it, and I posted it on my Instagram, and I was gonna delete it when I found out it was fake, but then I was like, no, I have to stand in my truth.
You know the one that makes me so nervous and also like makes my skin crawl because it's so predatory is the ones where like Amnesty International comes and like knocks on your door and it's like a person with a tablet asking for a monthly donation.
Love an in-person scam.
And everything in your heart, like some of those people are real and just like out there on the street trying to raise money for like truly the people that need our help the most. So the idea that there is someone out there like preying on that, like it's a good scam because everything in my heart is like, I want to believe you so badly.
Yeah, door-to-door is great because like you're not going to really pull up your phone and do your Googles. They're in your face.
I need them to. I would like them to leave so much. I'll do anything to get them to leave.
Yeah.
But here's what I will say. Whether they're a scammer or not, they are in a profession and they're doing the work.
Okay.
They're
earning the money.
Whether
the money is going to like help the Australian wildfires
or
them. Help their personal Australian
they're
wildfire.
Working.
And let's say they're also spreading awarenesses, okay? So even if they aren't giving the money to the wildfire, they have raised so many awarenesses.
Okay.
That's right. Knock, knock, were you aware? Knock, knock, there are people who need your help out there. Knock, knock, were you aware? Well, I'm making you aware. You're now aware. Knock, knock, were you aware?
Knock, knock, hello, were you aware?
Knock, knock, were you aware? There are people who need your help out there. Knock, knock, now you're
let me get this straight. You just came to my door, not to ask for money, just to make me aware of things I'd never heard before.
That's right, I'm here because maybe you're not aware.
I'm not aware.
I'm dealing in awarenesses and that's why I'm there. Knock, knock,
knock.
Are you aware?
I was not aware, but now I'm aware. That need my help both here and way out there.
Knock, knock, now you're aware. Knock, knock,
hello.
Can I make you aware?
Absolutely.
I'd like you to be aware.
I'd love to know.
And I'm happy to hear you say so. Here are some things you should be aware. Using plastic straws, but also be careful with your metal straws when you're driving with a metal straw and you have to make an abrupt stop. And maybe I can give you this pamphlet about fast fashion. If you want to get into this, it's something you could have a lot of passion. Knock, knock,
knock,
were you aware?
I was not aware, now I'm
Darling, who was that at the door just now?
Oh, a woman talking about straws and a passion for fast fashion.
She had a passion for fast fashion?
Yes.
Interesting.
And she looked like a Kardashian.
She looked like a Kardashian and had a passion for fast fashion?
Yes.
Well, that's just simply smash it.
Tom, I don't know. This whole time, we've been living with such little awarenesses.
Shannon, what on earth do you mean?
I just mean I haven't been aware of anything.
I feel like we come home, we sit on the couch, we've watched Terrace House for a while.
Our favorite show.
Our favorite show, Terrace House. What else did we watch? We watched The Circle.
The Circle.
We watched The Circle. We watched
Which
Terrace
is watching
House.
People watch people.
Hmm. So wasn't that aware? What other kind of awareness could we possibly want?
I mean, I don't know. I spent a few minutes in front of the toaster oven.
Now, I've always wondered, what is going on inside that little box?
I have too.
Because we put in the toast or the pizza bagel or mm-hmm. the pizza from last night, and then we turn the knob,
yes.
and then we walk away.
Still with you.
Still, and we walk away, and then we come back to it later after we hear the, what is that sound it makes? Charming little noise.
Like a ding.
It's like a ding, isn't it? Yeah. And we come back after it makes the little, do it again.
Ding.
It makes that little ding, and then we yeah. come back, and then the food is the same food as before, but Shannon, I suppose
crispy.
You're right. Crispy, sometimes
hot.
Melty, hot, that's the word I was looking for, hot.
Now, this woman told me that a straw was hurting people. What if our toaster oven is also hurting people, like the turtles?
No, I've never thought about that. People like the turtles. Hmm. Now, I'm trying to think of a scenario in which the toaster oven could be hurting the turtles, and I can't think of one off the top of my head, but give me a second, because I'll get there.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on The Circle about toaster ovens hurting turtles.
But I also never heard about straws hurting anyone, so I suppose it's not out of this world that a toaster... Let's see. Have we ever put a turtle in the toaster oven?
Mm.
I can't... I don't think so.
No.
But, I guess...
Are people doing that? I wouldn't know. I'm not aware.
I'm not aware. And if we learned anything today, it's that we should become aware. Is a toaster and a turtle somehow connected? Is a toaster oven and a turtle? Should the turtle be disrespected? Is somehow the toaster hurting the turtle? I just don't know. But if the toaster is hurting the turtle, we have to stop and so. Let's follow this, just a little bit more. Let's follow this, just a little bit more.
Is a toaster hurting turtles? I have no way to know.
Down to the pond where the turtles sit and talk all day. Do the turtles even talk? I really don't have a way to know if the turtles are speaking to me. I'm not to be a boaster, but I've never heard someone talk to a turtle, especially about a toaster. Let's follow this, just a little bit more. Let's follow this, just a little bit more. Magnifying glass and put your ear very close to this turtle's mouth and let him give his repose. Well, I suppose we don't speak turtle, so we've reached a fork in the road. One in which we learn turtle, and one in which we put this all behind us and don't follow through and know what that turtle said. But I'm really very curious what the turtle said, so I'm following it now before I'm dead. Let's follow this, just a little bit more. Let's follow this, just to be sure. Let's follow this, just a little bit more. Let's follow this, just a little bit more.
Come in here, fantastic news. Our lab has just been given a grant of $500,000 to continue our study on making a voice box for a turtle. I don't know how this couple found us. They sent us $500,000.
But we were days away from having our research shut down.
I know, it's perfect. We've been saved.
Oh my God. What are we gonna do with the money?
$500,000 to make a voice box for Turtle to give a voice to the literal voiceless.
That's right.
We'll finally get to know all the things they're thinking about. To the turtle, oh no man, we're talking dollars now, 500,000. Gonna know what those turtles think, gonna give the world hell with the thoughts of the turtle inside their heads, inside their turtle shell. Whoa.
Let me take it back and let me take this on the attack. What if instead we took this 500,000 to Vegas and put it all on black?
Okay.
500,000 is good for turtles, but a million would be more. Let's do it quick and let's make it fast, and then we can come back with our score.
Let me just take what you're putting down and let me pick it up and walk it further. Yeah, a million would be great, but I think, sir, 2 million would be better, and then a million can be for us. And the turtles would still get a million as long as we don't bust.
Whoa, 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 we finally got some money. Whoa, whoa, we finally got some money.
But wouldn't a little bit more money be a little bit more sunny? Whoa, whoa. Pause really quick, because I also have told some of my secrets to the turtles.
Well, guys, it is easily we'll just find a new pond to turtle. The technology should work on any
we
turtle.
We won't let these turtles
We
talk.
Will not talk to
so
these
turtles.
We agree.
These turtles.
Let me walk you through my fear, though.
Okay.
We find different turtles.
Okay.
We give them the ability to talk.
Okay. Yes.
What is the first thing that those turtles are going to do?
Talk to us about their turtle needs.
Well, picture this. You're
okay.
A turtle.
Okay.
You've been newly given a voice.
Yeah.
Around you.
Yeah.
Your silent turtle brethren. What is the first thing you do?
I mean, I'm saying we go to like an entirely different state.
Yeah.
You know, once we get out of range, it's like that thing where you realize if you find a spider in your house, it's always been in your your house. These turtles, they don't have a wide range.
It's Candace, all I'm saying.
I just think this is an easily solved problem. We'll just go to a different pond.
Or we go to the zoo.
Yeah.
And then we could learn about
the
zoo.
We go to sea turtles.
Listen.
Because they have more play anyway.
I'm not saying that we can't find disparate turtles. I'm not saying that we can't find some far-flung turtles
okay.
that are disconnected from the
turtles. I'm sorry. What are you saying, Keith?
I am saying.
I'm sorry, Keith.
That we, Keith with an F, thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
I am saying that as soon as we give a voice to some turtles,
uh-huh.
that is, without a doubt, the seed of the turtle revolution. It will, in time. I'm not saying immediately, I'm not saying soon, but it will, in time, 100% spread to all turtles. At one point, turtles, who have exceptionally long lifespans, by the way, that turtle that knows my deep, twisted, dark secrets of the things that I've done, the things that I can't have coming to the light of day.
Honestly, the thing that this conversation is illuminating to me is that, Keith, you and you, Stephanie, I feel like you guys never believed that this was going to succeed. You know, like, you were like, hey, this is never going to work out. This is a safe dead-end research. Because if you thought it was one day going to work, you probably wouldn't have talked to the turtles.
I've been deliberately stalling research.
I thought maybe.
I have also been sabotaging
guys,
us in every sort
listen,
of
why just because you never have beakers?
Just because you're my cousins. You know, people give me a lot of, they give me a lot of pushback. They're like, oh, sure, hire your cousins.
They're not scientists. They are cousins.
Who is a scientist?
What is a scientist? You put on a coat. Isn't that a scientist?
No.
There's no doctor of science.
Yes, I am one.
No, you're a doctor of marine biology.
That is a science.
Well, the word science isn't in it, and it is in the word science fiction.
Biology.
Scientist.
No.
And Scientology.
Yeah.
Those are all more science
than
no.
biology.
Than
no.
what you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Marine.
I'm gonna talk to your mom.
I'm gonna
talk to your mom.
No, please.
I'm gonna talk to your mom.
Don't talk to our mom. Don't talk to our mom, your mother's sister.
Yeah, my aunt.
I like to call her your mother's sister.
Okay.
She's not my aunt.
Fine.
She's my mom.
Then I'm not gonna call you my cousin. I'm gonna call you my mom's sister's kid.
Just call me Keith.
Fine, Keith.
But don't call me
late for dinner. I can't believe I trusted you two. And this whole time, you've been sabotaging my life's ambition. And
our life's ambition
yeah.
that we didn't care about as much as you.
Yeah, I think that's clear.
But now we mildly
also,
care.
It's also presented a fundamental. You really don't understand how the technology works. It's a single voice box we put on one turtle to understand what it's thinking and speaking. It's not like a superpower we're going to give all turtles, Keith.
But you're forgetting that silently, turtles have already stopped us from using straws. So when they have a voice, what else is going to be melting in my mouth?
We read about this on a magazine and we're pretty sure it's true.
Yeah.
That the turtles stopped us from
the
using...
The turtles stopped
no.
us from using
think
plastic straws.
They said, don't do this.
No, we stopped using plastic straws because we saw what they did to the turtles. Yes, it's become an overly simplified,
that's
emblematic version of
believe.
How we all need to reduce plastic.
No, we're wagging fingers.
I'm gonna
call you my mother's sister.
Who pulls the strings is what we're saying.
Yeah.
I have the phone. I'm gonna call her.
Please don't call her. She'll yell at him first, and then she'll take a break, and then she'll yell at me.
I'm calling her.
Why would you do this?
Because you guys are making it so hard for me to be a turtle
You're
scientist.
You're such a child in this situation now. Being a tattletale. Just because we stalled all your scientific research down to the progress of a snail.
Yeah, we ruined your job. Yeah, they're gonna fire you. But science is under interpretation, so please don't call our mom.
Like, what is science? Don't call our mom.
Of why I spent years studying my life to get to the bottom and try to give a voice. I brought you in, and yes, it was my choice. And I was also gonna let you go to Vegas with me, which was bending my rules of integrity. What is science? I'm gonna call your mom.
What is science? I think we know it's whatever you think in the moment. And you're not gonna have fun in Vegas without us, and you know it. Because you're too scared to go to the fun part of the Tropicana with the birds and the fun place under the Excalibur with the games. Because you have social anxiety. What is science? Don't call her.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In Las Vegas, will the turtles get to talk? Will Candace call her mother's sister? Find out when we return to the second half of Were You Aware? The Musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/OFFBOOK.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left a scientist and her cousins, they were maybe gonna go to Vegas, maybe figure out how to help turtles talk. And what secrets do those turtles even know? Find out when we return to the second half of Are You Aware? The Musical.
Welcome to the island of Las Vegas. That's just a fun thing we say here when the plane lands. It's not an island, you can tell.
We keep it fun.
We keep it fun. Thank you for flying Fun Free Airlines.
Fun Free Airlines, where we keep it fun. Only.
Only
In the air.
Only in the air. Now it's business time. Yes. So please get off of our plane now.
Right now.
Right.
Oh, and pick up your trash.
Pick up your trash. Listen, we're not your mom and we will call her.
What are you saying? You're better than me? That's what you say when you leave a cup here. You say you're better than me and you want me to die.
You're talking, that's the pilot speaking. You think the pilot is going to walk down the lanes of this plane picking up your open thing of peanuts that you asked for extra and then didn't even eat? We just kept you in the sky for an hour and a half.
It's hard because I can't say anything back to them. They're through intercoms, but I'll definitely pick up my cup.
We can hear if you're picking up your cup or not.
Okay, I'm picking up my cup. I am picking up my cup. Thank you for keeping me in the sky. And I'm putting my own snacks in my carry-on. Just give me a second to get it down and unzip it. I'm putting my cup in my suitcase. Oh, it got my sweater wet. I'm sorry and thank you. Oh, welcome to Vegas. What a great way to get here. I knew I didn't need to bring my cousins. They wouldn't have brought their own cup and put water on their sweaters because they only think about themselves.
Hello, are you checking in?
Oh, yes. I am, thank you.
Welcome to the Tropicana Resort and Spa. Did you know we have a spa?
Oh, I kind of thought maybe you did because I feel like a lot of the hotels on the Strip are...
Not all.
Some don't.
Oh, cool.
But some... the Tropicana does.
That's great.
The Golden Corral doesn't have a spa.
Okay, that's not on the Strip.
Are you getting
a massage
at Denny's?
No, and it's also not a hotel, but it doesn't have a spa. Does Denny's have a spa?
Does Denny's have a spa?
I don't think so.
Exactly.
You're right, they don't. They have Moons Over Miami, or is that IHOP? I don't remember.
That's Denny's.
They have Moons Over Miami. I'm sure of it.
But no one will rub you at Denny's, or at least if they do, it won't be comfortable.
It won't be consensual or comfortable when someone rubs you at the Denny's.
Okay, yeah, I'd just like to get into my room.
Oh, what's the reservation under?
It's under Stephanie Clarkeberg.
Stephanie Clarkeberg.
Oh, Stephanie, I'll take your bags.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh no, who's that?
That was our porter.
Oh, good. They're going to take him to my room?
Yes, wouldn't have that sort of service at a Denny's.
I know.
If someone took your bag at a Denny's, that person's probably a criminal.
Well, that would be bad.
I got worried because the porter did say goodbye, so it made me think that maybe I had been scammed.
Well, he was announcing his exit.
You'll never see him again. His best work is done in the shadows.
Okay.
His job is to make you feel like royalty and you never have to see a servant.
I'm sorry, because I normally tip the porter after they put the bags in my room.
Leave the money on the top of your lamp. But, that's where his money goes.
But won't the person who cleans my room take that money?
No.
Maybe at a Denny's, the person who cleans your room would take the money off the lamp.
If you met someone at Denny's who had cleaned your room and took money off the top of a lamp, that person's a full weirdo.
Yes.
Okay, guys, do you...
If you need to leave money for the maid...
Can I ask you, really, at first I thought, boy, I just want to get out of this interaction, but
Denny's is stealing a lot of our clientele.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to ask, what is the beef you have with Denny's? I mean, that's a chain of diners. You're a hotel...
Out of business.
Are they?
Yeah. Yes. The booths are very comfortable, and after people lose all their money at our casino, they go sleep and eat at Denny's.
It's open 24 hours.
Yes.
They have a shower in the bathroom. It's very small and comes out of a tiny spigot with
That's a sink.
Well,
that's a sink.
I'm not
they
sure.
They have two showers in the bathroom.
Yes,
the other
yes.
one's a bit larger. You can stand in it, and you push a handle, and it swirls around your feet.
It's a cold shower for your feet that goes around and around, and it smells bad, but it does the job.
I think you stood in a toilet?
Well, in the men's bathroom, there's a third shower.
Yes.
Sort of for any... Yes. It's like a wall shower. It falls down a flat surface, and if you put your hand against it, there's a little bee. A little bee that shows you where to put your hand, down at the bottom.
And they give you free little smelly soaps that sit in that shower.
And you can rub it on your hand and then put your hand against it.
Okay. Kimmy and... Trent?
Thank you for reading our name tags.
Thank you.
You know, at Denny's, they also have name tags.
Yeah, that's okay.
And uniforms.
You have uniforms. They're nice.
Yeah, but but ours are from Banana Republic.
Okay.
Theirs are from Denny's.
Do you two want to work at a Denny's?
More than anything.
My whole dream.
You know how many Denny's there are?
I assume hundreds.
Do you know how many Tropicana Resort and Spas there are?
Probably three.
Exactly.
There might be one in Atlantic City, I don't know.
Oh, to work in a Denny's, it would be a grand slam. Oh, to work in a Denny's, who I am would be different and better. I'd be a man about town who always smells a bit like scrambled eggs and a side of hash browns.
Oh, to work in a Denny's, my dream come true. If I was in Denny's, I wouldn't be me, I would be you.
Yes.
I'd have short hair, and my name would be different, and I'd have friends and family that would love me, 'cause they could eat for free.
If they're young enough, young people and old people, at Denny's they don't have it rough. What I guess we're saying is I would give anything,
anything,
to work at a Denny's.
To work at a Denny's. Grand slam me.
Well, I think, I wanna tell you both to fly away from the Tropicana, be like the porter and say goodbye to the Tropicana. Oh yeah, and go work at the Denny's.
To work at a Denny's.
Go and work at the Denny's.
Go and work at the Denny's.
I'm so worried, though.
Why?
Well, two reasons.
Okay.
One, I don't have serving experience.
But you've worked in the service and hospitality industry.
I could be a host, but I want to be a waiter. Maybe I could work my way up.
Yeah. Some things take time. You put in the work. I think you could get on the floor.
Number two.
Number two.
All of these macaws that work at the Tropicana know all my deep, dark secrets.
Wow.
And they do have a limited vocabulary, so I have to keep an eye on them because they do speak English and they could blab on me. I want to work at the Denny's.
Well, let's listen in.
Work at the Denny's.
Macaw, macaws?
Hey, what?
That was gonna go, but I can't. I don't know if that'll hold up in a court of law. Kimmy, you should definitely work at the Denny's. Trent, I might be calling the cops on you.
Why? It was self-defense.
I just said I might be calling the cops. I mean, there's
definitely. Don't maybe call the cops.
I'm definitely gonna call the cops just because they should investigate either way.
She ran into his knife.
She ran into my knife nine times.
Okay, I'm just gonna go up to my room. Gosh, I'm really kind of regretting coming to Vegas by myself. So far, it has been kind of terrible. There's only one thing for me to do.
Beep, 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 beep. Brrr, brrr.
Well, well, well. Look who's my mother's sister's child came crawling back through the phone.
Stephanie, listen. I really wanted to talk to you and Keith. Is Keith there?
Keith's here. We're always together.
Who is it?
It's Stephanie. She came crawling back, but oh, I'm Stephanie.
Yeah, I know you're here. Who's on the other side of
Candace.
The phone?
It's Candace.
It's Candace.
It's Keith.
I'm also here.
Are we saying who's here?
Yeah.
It's Keith. I'm here.
And I'm Stephanie. And also Candace is here.
We're always together. It's on speakerphone now. I'm Keith.
I just wanted to call and say, I'm calling your mom. Boop. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Ring. Ring.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Aunt Marg.
Oh my God, is this my sister's daughter?
Yeah, Aunt Marg, listen, I know it's like maybe a little tricky to hear, but your kids made me feel bad. Your kids made me feel bad.
Who is it?
Oh no, are they there?
It's me! Candace's aunt!
Yeah, you're my wife. I know who you are. Who's on the phone?
All right, well,
oh, Uncle Bruce. Uncle Bruce.
It's my sister who's not your sister, but it's my sister.
My niece-in-law, but we just call it a niece?
Yeah, we just call it a niece. Candace.
She being a snitch?
She being a rat fig.
Come on, Aunt Mark. Stool pigeon. Come on, Aunt Mark. Hold on.
Did our kids do something stupid?
Yeah, what did our kids do?
What did those idiots do?
No, I don't want to be a tattletale. I just wanted to ask your advice because I feel like I want to get along with them, and I let them work in my lab, but they told a lot of secrets to my turtles, and now they don't want my turtle talk to work.
Well, I think you just maybe be up front with them about how you feel. They're here. We can put them on if you want.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Who is it?
It's me, your mother.
Should I come over to the phone? It's me, Keith.
Come over, Keith.
And should I bring, and my sister?
Bring Stephanie, also my daughter,
Stephanie,
my two kids.
Stephanie, come over to our parents in the other room.
Also, bring your father back.
And bring him, where did dad go? He was there a second ago.
What? I went outside to check the grill. We got bratwurst on. I can't leave it unattended.
The bratwurst of
you don't want to. I know. We're going to burn the bratwurst if I leave it in the back. I have to go check on it.
Oh, my God. You hear that? You hear your sister's brother-in-law talking?
Yeah, Uncle Bruce, he's a real grill man.
I can't believe you called our mom.
Wow.
Well, I called you first to warn you.
Oh, that's true. You did that.
Yeah, but what does that mean? You just called anyway.
I know, but I didn't really tattle on you. I was kind of asking her for advice on how I could talk to you better.
While you're away having fun in Vegas, we're at the lab
working, making these turtles talk because it was so important to you, and we quote unquote made you feel bad, and we quote unquote felt bad about that because we're family.
Broke everything in the lab.
Wait, when? Which part? You broke it when you were trying to help me?
No, we broke it a while ago.
Oh.
Before we had, and then you were like, oh, I'm actually trying to do this science. And we're like, what? That's news to us.
Yeah.
We thought we were just hanging out in a lab.
We thought we were just wearing coats.
Oh, you guys, that's really sweet. I learned something too. It's really going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Turns out it's a little bit weird and sad to be in Vegas by yourself when you got a chip on your shoulder and the chips are down.
Oh, for sure, I could have told you that.
Turns out it's a little bit of a bummer to do all the activities and be alone walking around this lit up artificial town.
The most depressing city to go to yourself with. That's
it's really
right.
Bad. I once had a bachelor party there by myself. It was pretty bad.
I should have known, but now I know it's true. I shouldn't have gone to Vegas without you.
That's nice of you to say. We both love the strip. And if you want some Vegas recommendations, we can give you tips.
We love to eat at steakhouses and talk to the ladies of the night.
Of a show by Cirque du Soleil. And then I sat in my room and I drew a bath, but I didn't go in the bath. I think I did it wrong. I shouldn't have gone to Vegas without you.
Vegas without you.
Vegas without you.
Vegas without you.
Vegas.
If you're going to Vegas, you should bring a friend. Better yet, bring two.
I shouldn't have gone without you.
We can
lots of tips. They're easy and swell. Did you know that you can stay in a Denny's instead of a hotel?
Yeah, but I think I want to come home. But thanks for the tips. And maybe in the future we'll plan a different trip. I shouldn't have gone.
It was a bad idea.
To Vegas without you.
And we shouldn't have broken your leg. Hopefully you'll be glad of the scientific advancements we have made in your lab. We took the turtle talking thing and we made a couple more. And we made a bunch of money selling them in an online store.
Wow! Now all our secrets are out in the world. And people know Keith has murdered people.
Self-defense, stand your ground laws, really need to be reeled back.
Wow, that's really brave of you guys to be willing to put your secrets out in the world just to help me.
It just seems so important to you that you were willing to be a full narc and tattle to our mom.
I also did try to tell you we could go to different turtles, but hey, two steps forward, one step back.
Would have been a turtle revolution. I don't want to get into it right now. So you're coming back from Vegas?
I'm back from Vegas.
So you're here, you're back from Vegas?
I'm here. Who else is here?
I'm here. Stephanie.
Who's in the other room?
No, come in here, Uncle Bruce.
Oh,
I'm also here.
Our kids invited us over to come help do science in your lab. Apparently it's more than just wearing coats.
Yeah, even though you were snitching like Tekashi Snicks 9, we came to help you in your lab.
You heard of that? You heard of that? That boy?
No.
He's got colored hair.
He's got colored hair.
He tells on everybody, just like you, Candace.
Aunt Mark, you're right. I shouldn't be a tattletale. But
hey, our kids shouldn't have messed. Yeah, we shouldn't have messed up
your
lab.
Yeah, we shouldn't have messed up your lab.
We should have realized you were trying to do science and not just kind of hang out in the
lab. And I was
like
trying to give you a job, which was like nice of me.
And I kept relabeling Beaker science.
That was sweet,
and also breaking them.
Yeah, we weren't sure which ones were for science and which ones were for darts.
That's funny because none of them were for darts.
Right. Now I know.
In retrospect,
that.
Yeah, we know.
Let's see what. Should we see what this turtle wants to say?
I'm nervous.
Huh. Don't be nervous. Beep, boop, boop. Yeah, boop, boop.
We named him Tony.
I want to eat lettuce.
Oh,
num,
okay.
Num, num, lettuce. It's warm in the sun. And I like to sit in the sun and chew on some lettuce.
Did we need
and
this
sit in the sun. And sometimes when it's too hot in the sun, I'll get out of the sun, swim around in the water until it gets too cold. Scared, go into the shell. Hating the shell for a second, it's fine, come out of the shell. Boy, I would like to eat some lettuce and sit in the sun.
Wow, it was so much more boring than we ever could imagine.
It's a reptile, I guess it sort of makes sense that that's what's on his mind.
But that's what it does all day.
We should probably try another for science.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oops, I put it on the cat.
Let's see what the cat says. I'm modulating the voice box.
We faked the moon landing.
Whoa!
I was
turtle. Here we go.
For science.
This one's not speaking at all.
I really want lettuce in my shell. Go back in my shell. That cat makes me intimidated. I feel like that cat has something wise to say. Oh. Lettuce, lettuce, lettuce. That other turtle has a different lettuce than me. Let me go see that lettuce. Oh, it's the same kind of lettuce. It's also green.
Was really pretty much the same, but I still think we should try it on a different cat, you know. Do it for science. I like to lie in the sun.
Oh.
I like to crawl on the tower. I like to lie in the sun.
Oh.
The government took down the towers. I like to lie in the sun. Jetfuel doesn't melt steel beams.
You two are so wonderful.
Oh, you gosh. Are. Oh my gosh.
What a voice. Which will become immediately apparent to any listeners of your podcast because you did your own dang theme song and
yes.
It's great.
Thank you.
Three-part harmony in there.
Ooh.
Ooh. You'll love to hear it.
You literally love to hear it.
You do love to hear it. So we thought we would do a segment.
About Scam Goddess. We thought that would be good.
We don't know what that means yet exactly.
So like... Yeah, give us like a couple fave scams and just like, you know.
Ooh, yes. One that I really loved was this woman who wrote in about a man that I think she's in love with.
Great.
And he's in jail right now.
Okay.
I hope that she's going to be his prison wife, but we'll see. I'm asking for updates. But he was working at drive-thrus like Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, I've heard this.
And he would get a card. Let's say it's like a gold Amex. And then anytime someone came in with a gold Amex, he would switch their card out with his fake card and then go on a shopping spree every night with someone's new card. And no one checks their cards when they leave through drive-thrus. Guys, check your cards, not just your food.
And then when the next person with a gold Amex would come, he would switch that card
with
that card.
Yeah, and he would keep rotating it till kingdom come.
That's awesome.
And also, he was hot.
Okay. It's important that he was hot.
Okay, that's, I feel like, a great place to jump off.
The best criminals are...
Hot.
...are beautiful criminals. If you want to do a scam, you better be hot.
If you want to do a scam, you better be hot.
If you want to take people for everything that they've got.
If you want to do a scam,
you better be hot.
Coming up real fast through the drive-thru, let me see. Oh, let me get a look at you. Oh no, goddamn hot, damn, you're hot. Let me see in my bag what I got. You got my burger, fries, and my barbecue sauce. But oh, I think you're also hot. Not gonna look at my wallet, can't fall. I can't fall off all my emotions that you are hot. Gonna drive away, you're gonna spend my time. But okay, you were fine. In fact, you were the dime, you were the ten. When I drive through, I do it again.
You wanna do a scam,
you better be hot. If you wanna do a scam, you better be hot.
up at the window, there's a lady in the back. Oh yeah, she looks so fine. Gonna give her my credit card, I'm not gonna blink. Yeah, this lady, she's also a dime. She's a perfect 10, she can have the card. She can give me back this. Oh, what's it called? I forgot the name of the sandwich I ordered. It's out of my head, it's out of my mind. I'm looking at this lady, she is so fine. Not here for food, I was here for food. I asked for her number, don't mean to be rude. She gives me her number, gives me my card. I throw the card away, it's not too hard. She is disarming me with her face and her beauty. She's just a scam, but you better be hot.
If you wanna do a scam, then you better be hot.
Every morning, my routine. Get up, look sexy and fleek. I got to be hot as fuck if I'm gonna rob everyone I touch. Get to the dandum, get my dues. Make sure I got on nice shoes. Sometimes I lift up my foot to the window. I need people to know I'm hot from head to toe. I'll take all your money, I'll take all your cash. And when I'm doing, you will look at my ass.
Yeah, I'm coming through this Dunkin', and oh, my head goes kerplunk when I see a shoe on that window. Oh no, oh no, those shoes are so fine. I run it back, it's also a dime. Damn, all these perfect tens driving through again and again.
What the fuck's up with this Dunkin'? Everyone in here is something. This place, it looks like an Instagram place that everyone here is just bumping. I could be in here to eat. Dating every single person, if they are male or female or anywhere in between, it doesn't matter. I'm giving them all my personal information. Here is my social, here is my bank account, here's my card. You take it all, you take it all, and I'll take the fall. You can have literally it all.
If you wanna do a scam, you better be hot. If you wanna do a scam, you better be hot.
Walk in the bank, wearing a suit. Both of my guns, yeah, it's a cute. Take out this gun, behind the counter. Give me your money. Also, now, one button open at the top.
What?
Another button, a little bit more.
Huh?
I've been to the gym, you have pecs.
Wow.
Oh yeah, you have pecs, I got four.
What?
Four pecs, extra pecs. Also abs, mad respect. 12 abs, four pecs. On the counter, yes.
Oh my God, I'm being robbed. I know the bank calls protocol. I need to hit the silent alarm, but man, he's got four pecs, it's turning me on. And my silent alarm's going off on me, the one that lives in my kitty. I really want to date this man, so maybe I'll open these safes for him.
Oh, he's covered in that blue stuff, and I'm here to take him to jail. But then I look at his butt, and I'm like, oh no, what the hell? Oh, one pec I could handle. Two pecs is also good. Three pecs, maybe it's a candle. But four pecs, oh no, I should not arrest this man. I should take this man back to my cabin and misery ham. Yes, I'll be like Kathy Bates. It'll be great.
Coming to the bottom of the bank, everyone screeches to a halt.
What?
When I put my leg up on the top of the vault. Look at my butt, this is my butt. Give me your money and I'll make you nut. Yes, that is right, ladies and men. Stealing this bank, I would do it again. All of the diamonds, all of the gold. I am extremely hot, I've been told. Give me that cash, I'll give you ass. And I'll be out of this bank in a flash.
Cause what if you wanna do a scam? You better be hot. If you wanna be a scam, you better be hot.
Say a dress.
If you wanna do a scam,
do a scam,
you better be hot. Wanna do a scam, you better be hot.
Breaking news today, a bank was robbed by an extremely good-looking gentleman. The entire Dunkin' Donuts was caught in a crime ring of beautiful people. Perfect tens, wall to wall.
I'm live on the scene with a woman who was in the robbery firsthand.
All I gotta say is, damn, they were hot.
Lacey Mosley, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
With the fucking bars.
Oh, my gosh.
Even better rap.
That song was...
That song's hot.
That song was hot.
It's pretty sexy.
That was a sexy jam.
Leave some time alone. Think about those bank robbers.
Oh, thank you so much, Lacey. Besides listening to Scam Goddess, what else do you want the people to know? Which, obviously, they should be listening to Scam
Goddess. Yeah, get on Scam Goddess.
Yes, guys, you can follow me on the Instagram at DIVALACI and Twitter, Diva Lacey. Scam Goddess Pod, if you have any scams you want to share, email us at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Listen to the podcast. Catch me on Single Parents. Also, catch me on Better Call Saul 2020. It's 2020.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yes. Watch things that I'm in.
You know what? Watch things that she's in. If you were waiting for that Voyage LA article to tell you about Lacey Mosley, you know what? You gotta stop. You gotta just say yes. You know her. You love her.
Get
she's
it from
here.
Get it from the source.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett on the Fret. Choosing to engineer us out of fear. I don't know. We'll work on it. Dana Wiggins on the stick and producing the drums as good as they come. Karate Bird is migrating for the warm weather. Male person Stacy doing the best work out there in the field. What was that?
Well, this live show.
Oh yeah.
We just announced a new live show that we are doing in.
We're doing a live show tonight. If you're listening to this, the day the episode drops. Come see not Off Book Pod, but you could see the Zach and the Jess hosting a night of musical comedy at the Satellite here in LA. Also, Portland,
we're coming at you.
We're coming at you in February.
The 20th, I believe.
February 20th, we're going to be playing at Helium. And then on that Saturday, we're going to be playing as part of JFL. Northwest.
We'd love to see your face with our face.
You can, as always, find out live dates at thezackandthejess.com/live. Thank you all. We love you all. And as we say at the end of every episode,
if you're gonna do a scam,
you gotta be hot damn. Bye!